Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series, brought to you by My Cost Segregation. Today we cover a mixed result case from the car wash industry. It is called Shrum versus Commissioner. The tax court first heard it in 1993. The Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals weighed in twice, in 1994 and again in 1997. This case has two sides. That is what we mean by a mixed result. The building itself lost, but a specific allocation of plumbing and electrical costs won. Understanding both sides is the key. Here is the setup. A group of partners ran 8 car washes in Virginia through a company called Peninsula Enterprises. When they set up their tax accounting, they did not treat their plumbing and electrical costs as all or nothing. They split them. 60% of the plumbing costs went to the car wash equipment. 50% of the electrical costs went to the car wash equipment. Those portions were claimed as Section 1245 personal property, meaning the faster depreciation class. The car wash facility structure itself was treated as Section 1250, the building category. That part stayed on the slow, 39-year schedule. The IRS pushed back on the equipment allocations. The case went through multiple rounds of litigation. The final outcome was that the structure stayed structural. The court confirmed that, but the plumbing and electrical, to the extent they directly served the car wash equipment, were allowed as personal property. The allocation held. Now, here is something you need to know before you walk away with this as a broad win. The IRS Audit Technique Guide, which is the guide IRS examiners use when they review cost segregation studies, specifically calls out Shrum. The guide notes that this case follows an earlier case called A.C. Monk, and it states clearly that Shrum's approach does not represent the most widely accepted view. This is a minority position in the Fourth Circuit. It is useful support, but it comes with a caution label. So when does this matter for your study? It matters when plumbing or electrical exists only to run specific equipment. Think of a food processing plant where certain water lines exist only to supply the production machinery. Think of a commercial laundry where power runs only to the washers and dryers. Think of a medical facility where specific utility lines serve only the diagnostic equipment. In those situations, the utility portion that serves the equipment, not the building, may qualify as personal property. But the documentation has to be specific. You need to show how much of the system serves the equipment, why that portion is functionally distinct, and how you calculated the allocation. That is what Peninsula Enterprises did with the car washes. They did not claim all the plumbing as personal property. They allocated 60% to equipment and documented the basis for that number. The rest of the plumbing served the building. The car wash structure served as a building. Those stayed structural. When Shrum appears in your report, it supports a specific allocation we have made where utility systems serve your equipment rather than the building itself. We know it is a minority view and we document our work accordingly. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see the full authority library, visit the legal section of your report.